express yourself. Whatever you do, do it good.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. It's May 1st, 2020, Friday, and it's another edition of Talkline. I'm Diane McGachran, and I'm here ready, willing, and able to take your calls and your emails. And I'm here on my own until my co-host Peter gets well enough to join us. But I send out my best wishes to him and for his well-being. He seems to be doing really great, which is really nice. So there's a lot going on in our Delta. We're kind of moving along with the pandemic, and so far our communities seem to be safe from the virus, the coronavirus, COVID virus, and so I'm interested in, feel free to come in and call in and tell us about how you're coping with that. And I know that the river is starting to break up. There's some flooding and concerns about that. You're welcome to call and talk about or tell what you're witnessing in your own community. I want to put a note out that sometimes we know that callers get frustrated when they don't get through, and we only have three phone lines, and when the lines are busy, you'll hear the phone will just keep ringing and ringing. And if you're calling the 800 number and it's busy, it'll automatically hang up. So don't just keep trying, and you will get through. And the phone system we have does not show your phone number, so we don't really, we just pick the calls in the order that they come. And just keep trying when the phone keeps ringing when you've dialed in. I'm going to give you the numbers now. That's 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. You can be anonymous for both your calls and your email. I'll read your email over the air. It's good if your email is not an essay that is sort of very, very, very long. So anyway, I'm going to go right to Adam Goodwine from Bethel. Good morning, Adam. Welcome
morning.
To the show.
How's it going today?
Good. Thanks for starting us off.
Hey, I'm just real quick question. Are they still selling tickets to Ice Classic?
Oh, yes, they are. And I'm hoping somebody will call in and give us a little more information. I don't have the number on me right now.
Do you think it's fair for them to keep selling it so close to breakup time?
Well, I think they have a policy. They have a protocol for that.
Okay, yeah, because yeah. You know, people that purchased tickets a while ago, they're going, "Oh man, that ain't right."
Well, I think you have to dial in and buy more.
Heck yeah, that's what I was thinking. All right, Diane, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye. Yeah, I guess we're getting close to that breakup time. So, if you, Maybe Michelle or Bev or someone with the Ice Classic can call in and say what that protocol is about buying your tickets within a certain time frame. That would be really helpful. Okay, so the lines are open. And, you know, as the show goes on, it gets busier and busier. So if you're somebody who always wants to try to get in and tell us what's on your mind, please do that. And I've got some Tundra Drum announcements here. It looks like ONC has seed potatoes on order for this season, and as soon as they get here, they will let everyone know. So seed potatoes are ordered, on their way. The Federal Subsistence Board will hold a teleconference on fisheries special action requests regarding the Kuskokwim River Chinook salmon fishery, and that's going to be today at 1 o'clock to 1:30. You can participate in this. You have to dial toll-free, so if you are interested, get a pencil handy. I'm going to give out the toll-free number for the fisheries meeting, and that toll-free number is 888-566-1030. There's a passcode. So write this down, 3 877-344-2290. Okay, we have a couple callers lined up. I'm going to go to Mike Williams from Accyac. Good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
Good morning. I think we're in the same mental telepathy with that announcement on that federal subsistence board meeting that they are conducting to hear the three special action requests, Accyac, Quithic, and Lamont Albertson's special action request. And I think, the Kuskokwim King Salmon Run is not yet fully recovered. And, you know, it's because of a lot of uncertainty that we feel that the Federal Subsistence Board need to continue to federalize the river for federally qualified users for the river in order to conserve and also continue our rebuilding of Chinook salmon. And I think the people that can call in that number you just announced urge the Federal Subsistence Board to approve all three SARs. We've been doing this special action request for the last 4 or 5 years, and luckily that the Federal Subsistence Board have ruled in our favor, and we've been really working hard on the river to conserve our kings, and I applaud our people up and down the river to have the major sacrifices, restrictions to face that over the years. But I think it's going to get better as, we achieve the goal of no restrictions like before. But I'm hoping that we can see that day of no restrictions. But as of yet, the forecast is there, but it's kind of really uncertain, and we need to hold the Federal Subsistence Board to the ANILCA law, which we don't want to see the gains that we have made over the past 6 years lost. This is crucial. So I would urge everyone to call in to the Federal Subsistence Board. I know that the Yukon Kuskokwim Regional Advisory Council from the Yukon and from the Kuskokwim unanimously approved in support of the three special action requests from Accyac, Quithic, and Lamont Albertson. So thank you very much, and I don't want to make this long, but we're getting ready for the flood here, and hopefully that the snow and the river, and that our hearts go out to people in the Paumute, when it affects them, it affects us. So our prayers to them and to everybody along the Kuskokwim River. Thank you very much, and good morning to all of you.
Good morning. Thank you, Mike. Okay, we're going to go to Michelle. Good morning, Michelle. Welcome to Talkline.
Hey, Diane. Thanks. Hey, I turned on Talkline just in time for you.
I know, I hear.
Say there
Good.
Was a question about the Ice Classic. What's the question this morning?
Well, I think the question was, as it's getting closer to breakup, when is the deadline for actually getting to buy tickets?
So a couple of years ago, Ice Classic introduced a rule to try to keep the season going as long as possible. And because when we print the tickets, we have to print them, obviously, months in advance, and it's hard to know what the winter season or the spring season might look like when we have to make those decisions. So basically, our deadline, we set a deadline that we were pretty confident we wouldn't get to with breakup, which is June 1st. But then we enact our rule, which is that you can't make, basically that you can't make a same-day guess. So it's May 1st today, and people who are calling our phone lines, you can still call, and you'll be able to call right up until the end of breakup, which we presume will be relatively soon. But you cannot make a same-day guess. Guesses have to be entered the day before breakup occurs in order to be valid.
So, yeah, go ahead.
So callers today, if you're calling that Ice Classic sales line, which is 545-8483, it's May 1st today, so your guesses, you can start guessing on May 2nd. You cannot guess today. So we do not accept guesses, you know, that
same
last
day.
Minute where
mm-hmm.
people can make these same-day guesses.
Right, they're down looking at the river, and they see
right.
it, and they run up, and then they,
right,
well, now they don't
exactly.
Nowadays they can just use their cell phone, and they're like, I'm going to guess 5 minutes from now.
Exactly, that's what we don't allow. It has to be the next day, so that's why we encourage people, don't wait till the last minute. It might be too late, and also, since we're having to do all the sales, essentially, over the phone lines, we're really struggling to keep up with volume. Folks have really embraced that the phone is the way to make their purchases of guesses, which mm-hmm. is fantastic. But even when we have, sometimes we have three staff people on with the rotating phones, even then we can't always keep up because this is a lot of writing, as you might imagine, and each transaction takes several minutes. So keep calling and be patient. And, you know, we're almost to breakup, so get your calls in now, because there's a chance that at the very end we won't be able to accommodate every caller as quickly as they're reaching out to us.
Right. Okay, good.
So a couple of other things while I've got you here on TalkLine. We are doing round three of Minute Madness today at noon.
Round three? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we've never done that before.
Well, now, with Minute Madness, what that could be same day or? Oh, no,
yep.
That doesn't matter because it's the minute. Okay.
You buy and own a minute, and the cost is $250. You can enter yourself or with a group of people and, you know, divide it up among your group, and you own the minute. And round three has nothing to do with round one or two. Those sold out. Those jackpots are secure. Whomever wins, each of those will win $10,000. And we're going to do round three, noonday, 545-8483. And then the final thing, BCSF news, for folks, different groups, tribes, nonprofits, things like that, who are working on COVID response. Our YK Delta COVID Response Fund is taking round two of applications until 5 p.m. today. Those grants are for $2,000. We'll award up to 10 of them on this cycle. And you can find the application at bcsfoundation.org or give us a call at 543-1812.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I got the right. Is the phone number for the Minute Madness 545-8483?
That's correct.
And then is that the same number if they want to make a guess, a breakup guess?
A regular sale, yes.
8483, so, okay.
8483 is our sales line. We'll have three or four lines set up. So if that number is busy, it will go to the next line and the next line and the next line, and we'll be accommodating people with those guesses for Minute Madness starting at noon today. And regular guesses, you might want to wait, you know, till more like 1 o'clock to call us and make those, because there is a flurry of activity, but we'll still do our best. So,
okay, cool.
Yeah.
Now, have you found, just real quick, have you found that the phone system, are the ticket sales dramatically, significantly lower than usual because there's no in-person sales?
Yeah, ticket sales are lower than usual. You just, through the phone, we just can't absorb the kind of volume that we had at stores. However, I will say that phone sales are going far better than we ever expected.
Nice. Good.
So even though we won't have a year like last year or the year before, we're still doing really well, and we expect to have a sizable jackpot. It's a 50-50, so I don't know what it will be until we're right at the end. In fact, I might not know what it is until like a day after breakup, and I can put together all the, you know, financial data from that last flurry of sales. But uh-huh. it will be a worthwhile jackpot. I know that for sure.
Yeah. It seems like your lines have been really busy, and so good. Thank you.
Yep. All right. Hey, thanks, Diane. Thanks,
You're
everybody
welcome.
At KYUK. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, so I want to give the numbers out again for the Federal Subsistence Board, which is holding their teleconference this afternoon from 1 to 4:30. We had a caller, Mike Williams, suggesting that people support the three special action requests that are going to be reviewed. So, it's today at 1 o'clock, 1 to 4:30, and you can dial toll-free, and I'm... Right now you're walking over to get your pencil, getting that piece of paper, and here's the number, 888-566-1030, and the passcode is 3344290. Okay. Today at 1:30 on KYUK 640, KUC, the Kuskokwim campus, is going to review all the graduates, read out their names, and there'll be a comment from our director, Linda Curta, for the 2020 graduating class. So be sure to listen for that. It's a big group, and it's a really wonderful group of students that are graduating this year. Many of them will walk the stage next year. This year, our graduation had to be canceled due to the pandemic. So we have a caller from beautiful downtown Bethel. Wonder who this is. Good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
This is Wilson in beautiful downtown Bethel.
Awesome.
Bethel is my hometown, and I claim it. Even yeah, and I call it beautiful downtown Bethel because it sets a positive mindset, even though there's some areas of Bethel that are ugly, especially this time of year when snow is melting and you see all this trash lining up. But anyway, we have cleanup green up sometime soon, and I'm sure once the snow is gone, Bethel will be Bethel again and start beautifying Bethel. And I really like that about Bethel, cleanup green up.
Oh, yeah.
I want to thank some people for this past few, like a couple months. They've been... there's two agencies. One is VFW. I already mentioned they did a $10,000 donation to a senior service, and that helped out a lot. Also, the Bethel Volunteer Fire Department group, they did a donation of $2,500 to senior service program. I'm really appreciative of that. We put that to good use. And just recently, with the COVID and the face mask and tissue and all that kind of request we had for a senior service program, I'd like to thank a young lady by the name of Becky. You know, she made a bunch of face masks and donated them to senior service, and we distributed them out. And we still have a few left for any of the elders in the program or in town that may need some. Can give me a call at 545-3320. I also would like to really thank the previous caller with the BCS. You know, their folks donated two or three rounds of face masks, and really appreciate that. And I hope everyone looks at their storage containers if you have any. Make sure your stuff is not going to get all wet. You know, it's good to have storage, but if this high water gets to them, it's stored for nothing, you know, end up doing a lot of dump runs. For all you hunters out there, you know, if you have a surplus, feel free to give me a call at 543-2608. That's ONC, if they want to donate some bird, because a lot of the natives like birds here, especially the elders, if they don't have no bird provider or a fish provider. We get fish donations from the Fish and Wildlife and ONC as a whole on their fisheries department. So mainly hunting, you know, like birds, whether it's geese, ducks, seabirds, you know, anything like that we'd accept donations and distribute them out to the elder. So that's mainly what I wanted to call police department and state troopers and city officials and road crew. I spent a lot of money fixing my vehicles, broken U joints, CV joints, and all that, but it's okay. That's part of vessel life, you know. I just have to accept it, you know, things that we cannot change and have no control over, you know. Uh-huh. Just accept it, deal with it, and let it go. And I think if those who are stressed out today, you know, especially this weekend, take time off from your normal routine of slouching and watching TV and staying home. Go for a walk, you know, even if it's breezy, put a extra sweater on or neck warmer or something. Go for a walk. In fact, I want to go for a walk too, because my belly is kind of sticking out there a little bit, and I think I need to start exercising more. I'm trying to fix a bike. You know, I'm trying to fix a bike so that maybe I can go biking, because that's what I said last year, and I went as far as acquiring one, but I never used it, and before you know it, it broke down. My kids, they end up using it and breaking it, and maybe this year I'll secure a bike and use it, put it to good use.
Hi, Dad's bike.
Yeah, I want to thank all the kind-hearted people. Someone was even nice enough, because we have a donation box over at this senior ONC building on the highway, and they put a bag of face masks in the donation box.
Oh,
with
my
no
goodness.
Name. So kind-hearted person out there, thank you. Keep up the good work, all you Bethel people.
Mm-hmm.
Support your elder service by continuing to donate them. Anything that we get, we'll make sure we give those out to the people who are requesting particular items.
Nice.
Hand sanitizer, we still are lacking hand sanitizer. The whole town is probably hand sanitizer, wipes, you know.
Yeah.
So we still haven't gotten those. So anyway, okay. I'm going to let you guys go, because right now I'm helping out the hardest worker in the senior service department. That's Ralph. You know, he's a delivery man. He covers like 30 miles or so a day, Monday through Friday.
Oh,
delivery.
My gosh.
And listening to Native America talk show, they were talking about elder service home delivery. So that's what we're, you know, they're having to adjust to, since there's no congregate gathering. Now they do home delivery. And we already had a leg up. That's mainly what we've been doing here in Bethel.
Yeah, you guys have done a terrific job. I'm so glad. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks also to YKHC a couple months ago. They provided lunch trays for us at a cost, of course, but at least they were able to help us out for a couple of weeks. So thanks to YKHC for doing that.
Awesome.
And I hope the next few weeks go by smooth. We'll keep on trying. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Oh, okay, I think Wilson... Okay, we're going to go ahead to Wassily from Neboskiak. Hey, Wassily, how are you doing?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
And, yeah, I'd like to say thank you to our state's Congress representatives, like Senator Murkowski and the others, for the 1200. And... also, the stimulant funding to our ANCSA regional corporations, and I would like to comment on how the executive committees use it to help its members as it was designated for. I would recommend on how fast it would get to each shareholders is by dividend. You know how best and you've done that annually to help us keep up with the payments while staying home and buy food from stores. With the money, we could help. We could keep up with disinfectants and mouth cover as long as this COVID is going on. Mm-hmm. And this comment goes to our regional elected board of directors in ANCSA corporations. The ANCSA regional and village corporations establishment are not just a business stores. Some believe it to be. If it were so, when your store fails, your shareholders would be no more. And like businesses, liquidations would occur and fundings would cease. And a lot of you villages out there, your stores fails, but the funding still comes every year annually. And that tells you we are not just the business stores. Okay, I'm done. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Wassily. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Tom from Chelista in a couple of minutes. So plenty of time to go wash your hands.
Flooding and ice jams are a fact of life in many parts of Alaska. Are you ready? Help avoid costly cleanup and damage to the environment by protecting your home heating oil system. During a flood warning, close all fuel tank connections. Make sure piping is properly elevated and anchor tanks to prevent them from being swept away. Technical resources are available at dec.alaska.gov. Click on Spill Prevention and Response for the Home Heating Oil Tanks link or to report a spill. This message is sponsored by the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation.
We all have an opportunity to help slow the spread of COVID-19. Right now, the City of Bethel is asking for your support. The City is establishing a pool of volunteers with an array of skills who could, if needed, come together to provide valuable services to our community. The City is looking to fill volunteer positions in food service, janitorial, housekeeping, administrative, security, first aid, and others. Go to www.cityofbethel.org and look for the COVID-19 page or call 543-1371 to learn more. Thank you for working together to slow the spread. Be well. A message from the City of Bethel and this station.
Social distancing is an important way to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Social distancing includes avoiding gatherings, staying 6 feet away from others whenever possible, staying home if you're sick, and avoiding handshakes, hugs, and other forms of casual social contact. Social distancing works, and it's important. Your actions matter now. Learn more about how to prevent the spread of COVID-19 at coronavirus.alaska.gov.
Welcome back to Talk Line, and I washed my hands. Hope you washed yours. And we're going to Tom from Chelista. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, Diane. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you? You're in Anchorage, right?
Doing. Yes. You're in Anchorage, homebound.
Well,
the kids do their online school.
Are they starting to open up more in Anchorage? Open things up?
Yeah. They're doing some phased openings. The mayor said that they're opening certain things with restaurants, some hair salons. I know I gave myself a haircut a couple weeks ago,
Is that what's kept you in the house now until it goes out?
Pretty much.
No,
yes.
I'm kidding.
The sheer embarrassment of the self-haircut.
Yes. So what kind of what would you like to share with everyone today?
Well, I wanted to, again, remind shareholders, please use our digital services to get assistance for anything you have. MyChalisa.com, that is a free online service. You can update your address. You can update your phone number, check some latest news announcements, see when your last distribution was. Lots of great options you have there at MyChalisa.com. You can also choose to receive annual meetings electronically. So every year we have our annual meeting, very important for every shareholder to vote. But each packet for each shareholder uses about 100 pages. If 100 shareholders sign up and get their materials electronically, that's going to save about 65 pounds of paper for every 100 shareholders.
Well, they wouldn't, and they might not print it out themselves anyway. They could just save it on their computer.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You can get all the information there, and then it won't get lost. And like I know my desk at home that I share with my wife, piled pretty high with a lot of various books and papers. It would, I'm sure, take me quite a while to find anything from last year.
Yeah.
All right. So, yes, MyChalisa.com. Please head there if you've moved or changed your address, and hopefully you're keeping socially distant if you do move. Head to MyChalisa.com and update your address, update your email address. But if you need to reach us, please send us an email, shareholder@chalistacorp.com. That's how you can send your questions, and we'll reply as soon as we can.
Okay, good. Thank you. So I hope you recover from your haircut and you get to go out into the town in a respectable way.
Yes.
Oh, you were going to say something else, though, I think. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, follow up on what you said before. You know, take a break, wash your hands every now and then.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you. You take care, too. Okay, our lines are open. You know, I wonder if it's okay if I tell a little story in the open time here. I wanted to tell this is a mindfulness story. I was eating. Oh, you know what? I'm reminded that there's an email, so I'm going to go ahead and read the email. And the email, I don't think they've identified themselves in the email, so I'm just going to read it. Here's the email. I am expressing my concern that the Bethel's District Attorney's Office is not following the United States or Alaska's constitutional law. The Bethel District Attorney's Office pick and chooses who they arbitrarily want to impose the law to. The Bethel DA's office has employees who have been arrested numerous times, but these people employed by the DAO have been arrested but never charged for their crimes, including domestic crimes. The Bethel DA office should follow process and refer the charges to the Office of Special Prosecution to handle the charges. Just because they work with these people doesn't mean they are exempt from the law. The Bethel District Attorney's Office turns a blind eye to their staff, yet the Bethel District Attorney's Office is required to give equal protection to everyone under the U.S. Constitution 14th Amendment, as well as mandatory Alaska statutes. Yet the same office has charged innocent people when they had the exculpatory evidence proving that the people they were aggressively, wrongly charging, knowing the accused was innocent. It is unfair and something that needs to change. Thank you for that email. I'm going to go to a caller, Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talkline.
Yep. Hi.
Hey.
I just wanted to mention, I was talking with the librarian, Teresa. She's going to try to open it up today for curbside, which means you call and ask what book or CD or movie you want, and she'll let you know when to come pick it up. And if you don't have a car, there's volunteers that can deliver it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder how people would, how would they know what books are available? I guess they would just...
Well, she could look it up.
You know, that's
awesome. 543-4517 is the library. It's her number.
Mm-hmm.
543-4517. She's not there yet. She's going to try for 11, and for sure this afternoon.
Okay.
And
awesome.
Also, if people have books to return, mm-hmm. they can return them in that slot. But, again, if they don't have a vehicle or something, just let her know, and somebody will come get it or something. They'll work it out. This is just I just got this yesterday from her, so I want to let you know. And then on Saturday from 11 till 2, thanks to Salvation Army, it's a lot of food. They're going to give it out at the park behind Lions Club because we're going to allow for social distancing. And that, again, starts at 11 tomorrow till 2 or if we run out. But it's boxes of groceries, and there's a turkey. And then Friends of Canine donated a whole bunch of dry dog food. So there's dog food, too, if you need that. So, and no questions asked. It's not a food bank. It's a food, just a food giveaway like you see out in the States because a lot of people furloughed and going through some tough times right now. And, or if you're helping a family, it's a no questions asked sort of thing. Just come by and they get your name and stuff, but it's just... For our count, so we can try getting something like that again.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank the JVs and BCS Foundation. They've both been a big help at this.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, I also wanted to put a plug in for please wearing masks. This week at AC, somebody wasn't wearing a mask and didn't want to wear a mask and got mad and threw his food and stormed out.
Oh, wow.
And then that same day, I forgot something there, so on the way back home, I stopped at the AC Quick Stop.
Mm-hmm.
They also have please wear a mask, and this guy intentionally walked in without a mask, and I said, "Do you need a mask?" And he said, "Yeah, right," or something like that. And it's just young cashiers there that can't enforce it. So people need to realize that about a, you know, we don't have the numbers in our state of the incidences of the virus, but about they're finding out about a fourth to a third, possibly a 50%, don't even have noticeable symptoms, which means they don't even know they have it. And out in the States, they're doing more system-wide testing and all that, and hopefully that'll be out here soon. But most people don't even show symptoms. My niece, I mentioned last week, that works at the Chicago hospital. She actually caught it. Now she's on quarantine, and she has minimal symptoms. And they really need her over there. The Chicago's very busy with this, and she works with the children. And, yes, most kids it doesn't affect, but the ones that get sick with it are really sick, and it's heartbreaking work. God bless her for doing it. But
and also, children can transmit the virus to adults and other children, even if they themselves have no appearance.
And that's why you see this nationwide school closing, and who knows what's going to happen in the fall when schools are supposed to open up. But they're saying that far more Americans are affected with the virus than even all the official statistics indicate. A fourth to 50% of those infected don't even develop noticeable symptoms. And what they're saying now that may be the major vector for the spread of the disease. Like you see the high numbers out in the States because they don't even know they have it and they're spreading it. And that's the whole deal behind the masks. Wear the masks. They're even selling some for a buck each at ID Variety.
You know, I understand people not wanting to wear the mask. I mean, I felt uncomfortable in the beginning. I did it anyway, but, you know.
You get used to
it. I felt uncomfortable and kind of embarrassed, but then I look around. Everyone else had one on, so.
Should be embarrassing to not have a mask.
Well, and that's the way it is now.
People should feel naked without it. Like, oh, my God, I see your mouth and nose. Oh, my God.
That'll be like a new cultural practice is like, don't show your face unless you really like someone.
You know, we all need to wear masks. People need to figure out, this is horrible out in the States. I have two nieces that work in hospitals. They're both on break now because one just had her baby and the other one's on quarantine. But they want her back and she wants to get back. And the whole thing is they're all needed. And, you know, after all this is all over, I know we're going to have situations of post-traumatic stress with these healthcare workers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when you put somebody on a ventilator, you're putting them out, and they're scared, and they're saying, oh, my God, please don't let me die. And some of them don't wake up.
Yeah.
And also the people that do get real sick and pull through, they're finding that they have liver damage or heart damage or kidney damage or cognitive. You know, this virus is so nasty when it does really hurt somebody. Mm-hmm. And we need to protect our elders. And not all the entities around town are enforcing this mask business because some of them can't. They're federal. You know, the post office is federal. But that's the only way we get our mail. We don't have street delivery. We're at your mercy. People need to wear their masks. You see the staff, they're all wearing masks.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is we don't know who has it and who doesn't. I understand now they're checking at the Bethel Airport, courtesy airport. You can get checked as you fly back home, or you're flying out here for business or whatever the entity is. They're actually offering tests right up there at the airport. I heard that on the news. And that's wonderful. That's good. And, you know, we have people, we're talking about sports fishermen, the fish process workers. In the fall time when the teachers return from out of state that were teaching the villages, there's so many ways this can spread with people that don't even know they have it.
Yep, that's true.
And all those things. And, you know, you have businesses slowly opening up in Anchorage, but some of the restaurants are choosing to still stay with delivery. You know, they're given the option to open, and some of them are choosing, no, we're not going to open.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are still staying home. They don't want to go hit the malls or anything like that, even if they're, you know, have masks and all that. So it's like, okay, they're opening it up, but it's that's still our choice, and I'm thankful that most people are choosing. Because when you see in the national news people protesting, liberate us, let us free, and they're not even social distancing or wearing masks. They're out there in a crowd. That's just crazy. And, you know, I was reading about in World War II all the sacrifices people made in the homeland, you know, home country, and donating metal and donating rubber and staying indoors and keeping the lights off so we don't at night, and all the sacrifices people made back then, and they call that the greatest generation, and that may be another reason why. And here, it's minimal. What I know, it's hurting businesses and all that, but the whole thing is you can't put that a price tag on a human life. And it's so important. I'm proud of our state and local leadership on this, because nationally it's like now there's 6-foot distance, social distance thing mandate.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even extending it, supposedly. You know?
Well, I think that the recommendation is to continue to do the best you can with washing, mask, 6-foot.
Don't
lower the guard yet. Now's not the time to get totally relaxed about all this.
Well, hopefully the federal will be pressured to say, no, this is going to be extended.
I don't know.
Some people out there need to be told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think Alaskans have common sense, and they understand the history of out here, what epidemics have done to the villages. And I think out here people are more insightful, knowledgeable, and caring about one another and looking at the bigger picture. But some people out in the States, it seems like they need to be told what to do, whether they like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, you all have a good weekend. And, again, the library is open 543-4517 for curb delivery. And Teresa will be there answering questions. Hopefully by this afternoon things will be and I don't know what the hours are. I imagine it would be similar to what it was when we had the library.
Right. So it starts at 11 today.
Yep. But
thank you.
If she's not there, try again in the afternoon. All right. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye.
And to parents out there, I'll bet if you call the library at 543-4517 and you tell the age of your children, I'll bet Teresa can put together a few children's books and have them delivered to you if you don't have a ride, or meet you out in the parking lot and give you those books. So I'm sorry. Oh, and the main line for the library is 543-4516. And we're going to go to Wilson, part two. Good morning, Wilson. Is it still beautiful downtown Bethel?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm out delivering with the senior service lunch program.
Oh, nice.
It's great. I see some geese flying around. I forgot to mention a really kind-hearted person a couple weeks ago donated like 3 trash bags full of rolls of tissue. You know, they were wrapped, single wrapped. And that was so nice. That Margaret Chase lived in City Stubbs. You know, she was so nice to donate. You know, I'm trying my best not to forget those who have helped out in any way. Mm-hmm. You know, because I know recognition is a really good motivator. Some ain't looking for recognition. They just want to be nice, you know, mm-hmm. which is okay. Sure. But, you know, thankfulness, appreciation of someone being nice, it should always happen in the community. You know, thanking that person for a good job providing a service to elders or to whoever they're providing. Hats off to the OCS staff. They're put in a hard position sometimes, maybe even relatives that they're dealing with their kids and trying to find home, safe homes for them, even if it's temporary. You know, there's times I've seen kids hanging out and waiting for placement at the OCS building, you know, because I deal with OCS every now and then, and, you know, they're good folks. They're trying their best to provide a place for the kids in need. So mm-hmm. If you get a call and you're able to, you know, even during this time, you know, help out when you can. Because I've heard of family that had their, you know, certain families had their kids sent to Anchorage for foster care over there because no placement was available here or no one accepted. And it took a year and 3 months, a year and 4 months to get them back mm-hmm. to their area. So help when you can.
Okay.
Open up your home, open up your heart, be nice. And once again, Margaret Chase, thank you from Senior Service at ONC. Thank you.
Thank you, Wilson. Okay, we're going to go to Nuss from Nunupichuk. Good morning.
Morning. The foster home just reminded me not to be boast is sin. I were a foster home for 4 years at least, long time ago in Bethel. And I had this one, he now lives in Nanapichuk, is a head of the household and no grandchildren yet, I don't think, has however many children. He was just a teeny weeny for, I'm guessing, had birthday parties for him 3 years in a row. Oh. Anyhow, I only needed to lock up the headache in my brain and just needed to reiterate, share, and inform such like that what this we're in it is, I tease COVID video channel 19 virus, is simply signs of times, and one word is pestilence, disease with a plural, diseases. Mm-hmm. And this one is a biggie. Because it's the entire globe, the entire world, and too bad it's, I mean, so serious, socializing, social, here at 6 feet at the store, at the general store. Oh. Anyhow, just get it off my brain, give me a headache, because, needing to share my holy big book, holy Bible study and spirituality it is pestilence, diseases, and it's worse than any other signs of times. And some are so sad, tornadoes, hurricanes. And okay, good enough. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, okay. Goodbye. Thank you. All right, so we've had a lot of callers kind of announcing things, and I can go over some of the phone numbers again if you missed it. If you want to call in and make a guess for breakup, you can call 543-8483. Now, when you make your call, if you want to call in for breakup, you can no longer make a guess for the same day. So if you call in today, your guess has to begin tomorrow. However, you can also call in today for the round three of Minute Madness. So you can pay $250 today and buy 1 minute. You or a couple other people can buy that 1 minute, and that's yours. And then you'll, if it falls on that minute, you'll win. Okay. Okay, good. And we have our friend from Poland, Cezary. Good morning, Cezary. Welcome to Talk Line.
I live long enough in here. I'm a friend from Beto.
I know, but I like to give a little reach out, a little shout out to your country, Poland. It's very beautiful.
They're doing okay. I think better than other European countries.
I have a friend whose her whole family is, her ancestors and everything are from Poland, and so.
Probably they're my brother.
She's your cousin.
They're my cousin.
Yes, that's right.
Anyway, we're just hearing, we have lots of diseases going. Corona is one of them, is bad. But even though created the law, you always find it idiots to breaking and walking to stores like individual businesses. They have rights to don't allow people to breaking their rules to go inside, not even question to should be somebody, but mostly time somebody in the front and see somebody coming with no mask should be not allowed. And the law allowed them to do that.
Yeah.
The law allowed them to refuse sell anything to some individual to what causes, for example, trouble. And we've been all have somebody rejection inside the store and throwing the food or groceries to the floor. And that's why same thing I saw in the quick stop. There was management walking with no mask in there. There was yesterday actually, yesterday. So we're talking about fall time next year. I'm thinking positively. There was everybody talking right now, this New York and the governor talking about how mental and psychological effect do to the people. And we've been talking so much negative and refusing to accept opportunity to get or get chances to get some help with the medicine or treatment or vaccination or something, that'd be much helpful. Not telling all the time is nothing. One of them say that, and next one channel in the news say this thing, another channel say this way, and always find that if you have two people, both of them disagree. Just get together and thinking positive things and get the hope for those who have sickness and to protect themselves and save from those depression and stuff. Otherwise, this thing get worse would be. Maybe not even physically catch that virus, but you get mentally screw up so bad. So, it's fall time. I hope next couple months that we get vaccination and we get treatment. And this look and research on your own a little more or more stuff about that, or look at websites and stuff, and you find out some things what's going on or other countries, and not this lucky yourself and shake him up. And we have those really terrible TB going in Delta. Recently, it's way over 100 active TB going. I know for a fact that thing from somebody. But it's and every week we're getting new cases. And that is dangerous, heck dangerous. Anybody with his weak immune system to get him down or kill him or to pass TB is same contagious, even not worse, to pass to your neighbor or to somebody in store with corona. And we don't talk about that. We just talk, you know, just I'm sure they're going to find it something. I'm sure really positive. Or somebody going some donkey talk, going tell me monkey talk, you know, is according to less talk.
Wait, what is monkey talk? What is monkey talk?
No, there was less to less good talk line. Oh. Mr. Bob said monkey talk. Okay, I wish I'd be monkey talk, not donkey talk, because donkeys don't have any horse goggles and walking direction what everybody tell them. And IQ monkey is way higher with donkey.
Okay, now Cesar, I just want to let you know that throughout the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, people are now staring at their radios, trying to figure out what you just meant by donkeys and monkeys.
Because
I'm staring at my microphone, going,
you know,
"What?
You know what I'm talking? You know what I'm talking?" And that gentleman know what I'm talking.
Okay. Because, okay. Yes.
Yeah. Because that's what he's arresting. I don't care.
Okay, I got you. All right.
You know, it's true. It's true. If somebody give hard time and say somebody call, oh, the previous monkey talk. Let's talk. That was a week ago. That was like yesterday or hours.
Well, you know what that sound means. It's time for us to go to another break. I have to go feed my monkey, and you have to go bring hay to the donkey.
Talk to that Bob, what they call this week.
I know. I'm just playing with you.
No, because this is what he did, you know. Yeah. He just told that he's not fair for every caller is what doing and calling them. Monkey or he's donkey. He probably called him monkey.
Okay. Okay. You've left us a lot to ponder. Lots to think about here. Thank you. So we're going to go. We're going off to a break.
I'm your commercial.
Okay.
Be sure it's positive, okay?
It will be, yes.
Yeah, get the altitude positive in it to that show.
It is positive. Okay. Thank you, Cesari. All right.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Wow, that was really amusing. I love it when he calls. So we're going to take a quick break. Time to wash your hands. And we will be back with at 6:40 KYUK Talk Line.
Talk Line is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talk Line may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
In times like these, things can be difficult. Suddenly, some Alaskans find themselves struggling just to get by. The Alaska Can-Do Fund was established by the Alaska Community Foundation and United Way of Anchorage to address the urgent needs of our neighbors most affected by the economic impacts of COVID-19. 100% of donations received go directly and quickly to those who need it most, including families and organizations working on the front lines. In times of difficulty, Alaskans help Alaskans. That's what we can do. AlaskaCanDo.org. This message, sponsored by the Alaska Community Foundation and United Way of Anchorage with support from Rasmussen Foundation.
My grandma always says that everyone counts, and everyone who lives with us is special. Like my aunt, who took me on my first bus ride to the library. Or my older cousin, who walked me to my first day of school. Even my mom's friend, who lives with us and brought her newborn baby home from the hospital. In our house, there's a lot of people that care for each other, and each one of them is special. My grandma, my cousin, and the baby who I have so much fun playing with. I love them all, and I'm so happy we all live together.
Every child needs to be counted on the 2020 census because the census makes every moment count by informing funding for schools, roads, healthcare, and more. So be sure all children in your home are counted on the 2020 census. It's your chance to help them for the next 10 years. You can respond online, by phone, or by mail. Shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov.
Paid for by the U.S. Census Bureau.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We have third part of our show left. Lines are open. I'm going to give out the numbers again and maybe get to our weather if no callers come in. Our numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. Now, today at 1:30, the Kuskokwim campus will be, there'll be a little show to recognize the graduates. There were a lot of graduates this year. If you're graduating from KUC and you want to call in and just make a comment, you're welcome to do that. I've given out the numbers there. I was going to say the weather for today. Now, the National Weather Service in Anchorage has issued a flood watch for portions of Alaska, including Aniak, Kalskag, Tuluksak, and Akiak. And my goodness, really, thoughts and prayers go out to Napaimute, which seems to have suffered quite a flood. So today, it's mostly sunny, patchy, fog and freezing rain in the morning. Highs in the upper 30s and mid-50s inland and in the mid to upper 30s along the coast. I'm going to go to a call now, Wassily from Neboskiak. Hello, Wassily. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, second round here.
Okay, round two. No problem. What's up?
Yeah, you mentioned about guessing for the flood.
Oh, yes.
Is this for money?
Well, it's not the flood. It's guessing when the Kuskokwim River is going to break up in front of Bethel here, when it's going to start moving.
And did you say that we can do it over the phone right now?
Yes, you can. And you have to. Your guess, though, cannot be today, but your guess starts tomorrow. You want the number?
Yeah.
Okay, 543.
Okay.
You got something to write with?
Yeah.
Okay.
543, what?
8483.
8483.
Yeah. They're getting lots of calls, so keep trying, all right?
Yeah, and I'd like to reiterate my comment earlier on Congress stimulant funding to ANSA.
Yes.
Yes, that one is good because Congress made sure they did not distinguish between corporations or profit or non-profit on this one.
That's right.
It is all about people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to comment to our executive committees at the ANSA Regional Board of Directors to use this for people and shareholders, and it's the best that you have in your files for each villages, since everyone that is born in native in the Jalisco region are already shareholders and already accounted for as who would not be missed if this stimulant from our Congress designated to help us on on the COVID-19, as long as it goes on, you know, it would help us if we receive this money like in a dividend way, like our Congress has given us $1,200 a dividend way.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yes, and the Congress has given you steps to follow. And I don't think our tribal corporations would help us in this way.
Okay.
And I don't see that often. Like in the past, we've gotten help through utility bills. They put in money there. Or what about the sewer? They don't ever, you know, they act as a business for money interest, and they don't help us on the sewer. So if we get money from our original corporations a dividend way, we would be able to keep up with paying the sewer.
Hmm.
Or even the water fill as we stay home, you know, more often.
Yeah.
And that's my comment. I hope it is good and understanding for our board of directors.
Yeah. Thank you. Those are thoughtful comments.
And especially those opposing, you know, those opposing the Congress giving money to our original corporations. I want them to understand this. Would you see it as a tribal entity? Would you the same way give us money individually to help us, you know, in light of this COVID, as long as this COVID, you know, goes on? You know, how would you as a tribal organization, you know, who has opposed Congress to give money to ANCSA, how would you spend it to you know, if you're acting as a business yourself, you know, you're not going to help us individually. And I want you to think about this, okay?
Hey, Wassily, before you go, and I appreciate, it sounds like you've given these things a lot of thought, so I appreciate hearing from you. We all do. I want to correct my phone number for the Ice Classic, okay? It's 545-8483, not 543.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Great. All right. Have a great afternoon.
Доброе утро. Желаю вам всех благ. Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. I am going to go to Dave from Bethel. Good morning, Dave. Welcome
to
Talk
Line.
Good morning.
I'd like to thank Susan for talking about World War II.
Uh-huh.
How people worked together during wartime. And she is absolutely correct. Children, young people, old people did a lot of recycling. Food was rationed. The reason I know this, I was born back in the 20s. I'm not 16 anymore.
Wow. Yeah.
And I lived through World War II. I'm a World War II vet.
Wow, thank you.
And the effort by the civilian population was total, absolute total, from young children to the oldest people. We need to get back to that wartime effort because this is a form of biological war, in my opinion.
Hmm.
And along that line, I wish KYUK could start a call-in show for the young people. I have a host. We are not hearing from young people.
Hmm.
They are human. They are people, too. Hmm. We need to hear from everybody. And we need to get back where the effort to fight this is total, from youngsters to olders like me. Am I in order or out of order?
You're in order. You're
Do
fine.
Do you agree with me, ma'am?
I think it would be wonderful to have a call-in show with teenagers and young people.
Thank you. I hope KYUK is listening, and I hope people start working together. I mean, total effort. And I'll shut up for now. Others may have different opinions.
And Dave, will you be gardening this year?
Yes, and thank you for asking that.
Yeah.
It's time
for
children to start planting a few flower seed inside.
Yes.
And getting ready. And thank you so much for bringing that point up.
You know, whenever I have friends visit me in Bethel, your house is part of my tour guide, my tour for them. And I also take them out to the Memorial Park, and we look at all the different flower boxes, and sometimes there's vegetables in them, and we look at the names of the communities. Some of the communities aren't there anymore, but the names are there. We go look at all the names up on the board of people who served, and I just really appreciate what you do.
Thank you, and yes, that was a total volunteer community effort.
Tremendous.
And it was organized by 8 veterans and planned and executed, and we did have support from the military, a lot of support on that project.
Nice.
Thank you very much. And
you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are we going to Chico from Alaska? Hello from Chivac? Oh, hello, Chico.
Yep. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah, okay, yep.
I think you have a joke for us.
Yeah. Be positive. Have fun.
Uh-huh.
How you guys are doing it, you guys will be okay.
Yeah.
And Chivac always say, good morning from Chivac.
We enjoy getting our good morning from Chivac. Thank you. Did you want to tell your joke?
No, I've done enough.
Oh, okay. All right, have a good afternoon. Good morning. All right, we're going to go to Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning. Is this Diane?
This is Diane.
Oh, God. Okay, good morning, then. I totally agree with Dave. And, we need to hear from our young people. And I had a conversation with Earl, too, this morning on preparing for the flood. They need to have them training on that, too, on preparing for floods like this. And, And that's what he brought up. We're on the Dave and crew for keeping up the Memorial Park. Man, I'm proud to have my dad's name and uncles and rest of the men and women that served our country then.
Wow, nice.
And pretty quiet for flood time, but Earl and Mark's been keeping me informed. Plus, Earl brought up an important thought and what they did when we were kids back then. And we had a big flood then, and they used explosives to break that jam up. And I hope Homeland Security and National Weather Service have Plan B and also have that in mind, using explosives to break that dam up if they need to.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right. There's that.
And I also mentioned to Earl, too, they need to have that talk so that includes all the villages and keeping during this time on flooding and like they did last year or the year before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they need to implement. I hope KYK implement that. I guess that 1 o'clock show is helpful, too, but
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, but we grew up like just preparing for the, it was a norm annual thing, the spring breakup, and all was getting ready, special force in the low-lying areas and the floodplain. Just like Mike said, we need to get prepared. And
yeah.
Now the time to get prepared for that.
You know, Yvonne, I think that tomorrow at 10 a.m., there's going to be a bilingual show, a call-in show for people to call in from all up and down the river. And if they want to call in and report on what they're seeing or kind of to what you're saying, that'll be tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. It'll be in Yukon and in English.
Yeah.
There'll be translation.
Yeah, Earl had big concern on that all that water because it's going to come down this way, just like Mike also mentioned too, so.
Yes, good.
Well, we grew up like that and we never had a flood for a long time, and it's good for people to be prepared for what's coming.
That's right. Thank you.
I hope they use explosives, like I told Earl, we're in the 21st century, and I hope National Weather Service and Homeland Security got Plan B in place.
We can use modern things now to break up that log jam, or break up that ice jam.
Well, in closing, it's surrounding my house already, but...
Oh, no.
In my main steam bath, but I got my dad's old steam bath. I got it ready yesterday.
Okay.
It's on higher ground.
Oh, good. So you've prepared yourself.
Oh, yeah. On a more positive note, I never heard that song, How High is the Water, Mama, in a long time. And they're usually playing that during this time.
I
remember them.
Oh, wow. They got to play that now.
Yeah. I hope that, just like I said, the National Weather Service and Homeland, I hope they think of us on the Kuskokwim, the Yukon rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good morning.
Okay, good morning, Yvonne. Thank you for calling. Okay, we're going to go to Bubbles from Bethel. Good morning, Bubbles.
Hey. Good morning, Dr. Alok.
Good morning.
I heard I had signed on late for the call, and then I heard your call out for one of the graduates to call in and say,
I know.
Hey, so
congratulations to you.
Thank you. I just wanted to acknowledge the graduating RHS class and those graduating with their Humes associate's degree, and also my fellow colleagues that have attained their bachelor's degree in social work.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Serena Soulsby, Sarah Jasper, Doris Smith, and Marla Hedgepeth. It's been a journey with them, and I'm just very grateful to have worked with them in our bachelor's degree BSW journey. And I just wanted to give a shout out to KUC and UAS Social Work Department. For those that are interested in going to school, you guys won't be making a mistake with the Kuskokwim campus. The staff are helpful. They work with you. They support you. Any challenges you come across, they'll help you work through it. They're very understanding, and they know the struggles that we face out here. So I want to give a boost of encouragement to those that are listening that say, maybe it is time for me to go back to school. Do it.
Yeah.
KUC is a great college campus, and the University of Alaska Fairbanks is amazing as well. Mostly the social work department, shout out. And I just wanted to get that out there, and I also wanted to thank you, Dr. Diane McGachran, for running the RHS program all these years, and then doing the Humes, the associate program, and getting us ready, because there's a lot that are up and coming and furthering their education.
Mm.
So I just wanted to thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so happy for you. And you're you're moving on to even a master's degree program. So
yes.
You can't get enough. Just when you thought you could rest. What? I'm going to go to grad school. And you are. That's really awesome. But yeah, you know, that I appreciate that about the Kuskokwim campus too. Like everybody, people are from here. They've, a lot of people have grown up here who work there and are really, really care about the students. It's a wonderful place to work too, and I really like that. But yeah, it's really neat to see students go further and further and further. It's awesome. It's good for our region. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good afternoon.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So yeah, that's today at 1:30 on KYUK. The Kuskokwim campus will be reading off the names of the students who graduate in the different programs from the certificate, the associate, the master's, I mean the bachelor's and master's degree graduates. So let's see. I had another announcement. There will be a food distribution event this Saturday, tomorrow, May 2nd, from 11 to 2 at the park across the street from Lions Club. Right, probably at the Lions Club Park. Anyone in need of food is welcome to come and take a box until 2 p.m. or until supplies run out. Social distancing will be observed, so that means that no questions asked. If you're someone who wants to come and get a box of food for you or your family, please feel free to do that and just recognize when you get there you may have to stay 6 feet away and wait in line maybe or something, but that's available tomorrow starting at 11. We're going to go to Dorothy from Bethel. Good morning, Dorothy. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Diane. Thank you.
Oh, it's that Dorothy.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. I wanted to say congratulations to all of the 2020 graduates, whether it be high school or college. I know this is a really unique time, and, you know, even if we can't attend virtual graduations, you know, we're still wanting to share those congratulations for all the hard work that students have done throughout high school and college. And I also wanted to say congratulations to all the KUC UAF graduates that are going to be recognized this afternoon, and congratulations to my daughter Tamaya Woods, who is in Aniak. She's going to be receiving her bachelor's degree in psychology, and she currently works as a dental health aid therapist up in Aniak. And I also wanted to mention that Mount Edgecombe High School is having their virtual graduation ceremony online next Thursday, May 7, at 1 p.m. So that website is mehs.us or www.mehs.us. And congratulations to all those Braves that are graduating.
Wow, so, nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good. Thank you, Dorothy. Yeah, you know, it's been difficult with the pandemic, having to cancel graduations all throughout the high school university systems. And so we're going to do our best to use radio, Zoom. I know there's a Facebook gathering for the social work graduates tomorrow. So doing the best we can in our circumstances. We're going to go to Sunny Venus from Bethel. Good morning, Sunny.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to express my opinion. I totally back up Dave Trantham. All the ideas he gave her sounded like a good idea for the young people calling. Another issue I want to bring up is this past winter reminds me of the old winters years ago in the 60s, 1962, we moved to Bethel from Nyack. And we had long, cold winters with lots of snow and cold, cold weather. I remember they used to, they converted an old World War II airplane into a sander. And because my dad worked at the state DOT, and they used to load sand in the top of that airplane through the roof to an engine airplane. Then they'd take off and sand all the critical where the ice is really thick and the sun hits that sand and helps it melt faster, you know. And then the earlier guy talked about using explosives. I remember them doing a little bit of that too. But maybe we can start getting cold winters back again.
but we
all got used to them.
I know. You've got to get your Arctic skill back.
Yeah, 10 years of warm weather.
I know.
Yeah. Anyhow, another thing I'd like to bring up. Throughout the years living here in Bethel, up and down the Kuskokwim River, I hope I don't open up anybody's feelings or hurt anybody's feelings, but people with dogs, I know it's got a lot better. You know, they keep them tied up on short chains. And I remember 2 or 3 years in the 70s and 80s, a little kid would wander into the tied up dog yard and kind of get chewed up, and we don't want that to happen. I hope this doesn't hurt anybody's feelings, but it hurts feelings when a little kid gets chewed up by dogs that are tied up.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
happy
spring, everybody. And be safe.
Thank you, Sonny.
You're welcome.
Good day. Good day. All right, we're going to go to Minnie from Hooper Bay. Hi, Minnie. Yeah, you have to turn off your radio.
I don't have a radio. I'm outside.
Oh, you're outside. Okay. Go ahead. What's up?
No, I'm just calling you to say good morning and happy Friday.
Good morning. And aren't you graduating with your associate's degree in human services this year?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Congratulations.
Thank you, and thanks to you, too.
Are you excited?
Yes, I'm very excited.
I'm so glad. Today at 1:30, you'll hear a read-off of all the graduates on the radio.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll listen to it.
Yeah.
I was going to tell a joke, but I forgot what my joke was.
Well, darn. Okay.
Oh, I got it.
Yes.
Can you hear me well?
Yes. Oh, wait. Oh, stay on, Minnie. Wait a minute. I don't know what's happening here. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what, Minnie? We're going to close up the show. Thank you for calling. I'm glad you did. And I think that is going to be our talk line show for today. So I hope
Thanks, Diane. Have a
great afternoon, Minnie.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, that was a little bit of a fit and start. Grady in the booth. Anyway, I really enjoyed the show today. Look forward to hearing from you next week for another edition of Talkline. Have a wonderful afternoon and enjoy your weekend.